The two-engine Marine Osprey flies like an airplane. Its speed a plus over the battlefield. And with its rotors tilted upwards, the mid-sized troop transport can land like a helicopter. It will touch down in Iraq sometime in September. Marine Commandant General James Conway.
I'll just say that the quantum leap in technology that this aircraft will bring to the fight has been a road marked by some setbacks.
Setbacks such as a crash during a training mission like this Marine simulation. The April 2000 accident killed 19 Marines. As the Marines demonstrated the aircraft near Washington, D.C. last month, commanders said they had overcome a series of problems during more than 20 years of development. There were several other fatal crashes, technical glitches, design flaws, and even a military cover-up of safety problems. Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Chris Rock.
People who fly the plane, we have families. We wouldn't be flying something that we thought was going to kill us.
The lead manufacturer, Bell Helicopter of Texas, plans to turn achievement on the battlefield into commercial success. Bell spokesman Bob Letter.
We have orders for that from around the world for a wide variety of missions.
The company has taken several dozen orders for a much smaller tilt rotor built with Italian partner Augusta Aerospace Corporation. The BA-609 will be delivered in 3 years as an executive aircraft, air ambulance, and transport to offshore oil platforms. The company also hopes to develop an alternative to long lines at crowded airports. A larger commercial tiltrotor aircraft could provide passenger service into crowded cities like London, as seen in this company video. The company sees possibilities all over the world.
Downtown Sao Paulo, Brazil, to downtown Rio de Janeiro, downtown Munich, to downtown Paris.
Aircraft industry analyst Richard Abalafia of the Teal Group raises economic issues. A tilt-rotor aircraft that could seat as many as 40 people, he says, could cost $40 million to build, much more than the price of a commuter jet. He says that would translate into tickets 4 or 5 times higher than the airlines.
This is an industry where Southwest Airlines achieved huge inroads into everybody else's markets by offering $10, $20 off everybody else.
Even the smaller version, he says, will be little more than an expensive novelty for only about 24 customers each year.
In terms of special operations and marine operations, this will be a potent warfighting tool. But to expect any commercial spin-offs from it, a complete pipe dream.
The Marines took a few reporters on a ride last month, a chance to fly in an aircraft few have experienced.
So we went on like a 45 degrees and like this, and they have climbed real steep.
Would you pay a fare to fly in one of these to go from one place to another?
Probably not. My kids wouldn't like it.
A company official says commercial flights would be much smoother, and if people have the jitters.
Now, when we went from biplanes to monoplanes, a lot of people said, well, it doesn't have two wings. How can it be safe?
The company believes it would not take long for paying customers to accept a new concept in flying. Jim Fry, VOA News.